Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I bless you in the name of the Lord. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. I am so grateful for this time that we're able to share every day on KFAX, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And I began a couple of days ago a message I've entitled From a Child to an Overcomer, and we were looking at various scriptures in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, on the preoccupation, the task, the duty of the Holy Spirit in this hour, which is to bring God's people, the true church, the remnant, into the unity of the faith and into the very character of the Lord Jesus Christ, unto the measure of the stature of a perfect man. And if you've listened to this broadcast at length of time, you know I'm constantly and many times using this scripture, because that I have to keep things simple. As I said, I'm kind of simple-minded, and I think the older I get, I believe the more simplified God makes a spiritual revelation and understanding. Not that there's not profound depths that defy our comprehension and our ability to fathom, but the way of the Lord is a simple message, so that a child, though a fool, Isaiah talks about it, the highway of holiness, he will not err in it. So it has nothing to do with mental brilliance or IQ or intellect or capacity. It has to do with a heart who seeks after God. And so let me share with you what a passage says in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, verse 12. The Apostle Paul writes, fight the good fight of faith. He's writing this to Timothy. These are important words because these were written at the very end of Paul's life, and he loved Timothy. Timothy was his successor, if you will, the one he had poured so much love and time and prayer into. He says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hebrews 3:11 states, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, that's us, beloved, he's talking to us, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our profession. Now, the King James Version uses the word profession, but that word means confession. In other words, what we say out of our mouths. Hebrews 4:12-14 declares, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit. We're able to make that distinction, that delineation, that definition of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Verse 13 says, and there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, hallelujah, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession, our profession. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast the profession or confession of our hope without wavering. Why? Because we feel like it. Why? Because circumstances are favorable. Why? Because we have an abundance of answered prayer. No, he said, let us hold fast the profession of our hope, what we believe and know, without wavering. Let's not be double-minded. Let's not say, well, God loves me, and then I don't feel his presence. I don't think God loves me anymore. No, why? Because, for he is faithful who promised. or for he who promised is faithful. 2 Peter 1, 2 and 3 states, grace and peace be multiplied to you. Not just may it be added, may it be multiplied. Lord, multiply grace and peace right now to those listening. All of us, Father, we need a multiplication of your grace, a multiplication of peace. Lord, you said if our minds are stayed on you, you would keep us in perfect peace. And so, Father, we thank you, though the winds may howl and blow, though the storms may come, though the tempests blow around us and roar. Nonetheless, Father, we will not fear, though the mountains be removed and carried into the midst of the sea, though the mountains swell or the waters swell with the tumult thereof. Father, we will not fear because you are our God. You are with us. And Lord, you're going to make a way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. 2 Peter 1, 2, and 3 says, grace and peace be multiplied. Let that happen, Father, even on this broadcast, the grace that is needed, the peace that is needed in individual circumstances and lives. May that grace and peace, beloved, be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that his divine power has granted to us, sister to you, brother to you, everything. Everything? It says, it does. Does your Bible? It says everything, doesn't it? Pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. Praise God. So what this scripture says, another one of my favorite scriptures, he's given us everything we need. Now, that's wonderful. We can all say, praise God, hallelujah, everything we need, he's given. But you know what? It requires living a godly, disciplined life and being obedient to the things God is asking of you to do. For example, all right, ladies, you're in the kitchen and you're going to bake a cake or cookies. You have everything you need to do that. You've got an oven. Or some of you might want to use a microwave, and you've got all the bowls, you've got all the ingredients, the flour, the coconut, or the chocolate chips, or whatever it is, the eggs, the flour that are going to go into the baking of that cake. But unless you put it together, you have it all there. You've got the mixing bowls, you've got the tools, you've got the kitchen utensils, you have the bowl, you have the baking pan, or whatever is required. But you have to do it. And men, it's the same for you. You want to change the oil in your car. Well, then you've got, I've never changed the oil, but if you need a funnel, something to drain it in, whatever, you've got everything needed, but you have to do it. So it's like God has provided everything that we need, but by faith, we have to appropriate it. We have that grace. We have that peace. May that grace and peace be multiplied to you. That's why I was praying that way. You've got everything you need for all that pertains to your spiritual growth, that's godliness, and your life, the practical things. You may be needing a job. Well, he's going to show you ways that you can go to find the job that he has for you by, you know, a temporary agency, employment agencies, however he would speak to your heart. I know years ago, my husband used to say he was never without a job. He would simply go around and he'd go to companies. You know, it was the overhead door company or it was a printing company. He would simply go there and he'd keep bugging them. You need any help? You need any help? And because he was tenacious and obviously showed his desire to work, that he was always hired. And so, beloved, I know it's different times today, but nonetheless, the point I am simply making is not to put you under any kind of guilt or condemnation, but that God has given us everything we need, but we have to have the discipline and the purpose and the intention to utilize what God has given us. Many Christians have not because their confession is negative and full of unbelief. Hold fast the profession, right? Hold fast in hope. That's he's granted us through his divine power everything pertaining to life and godliness. Let us hold, Hebrews 10 and 23, let us hold fast the profession of our hope without wavering. Why? Not because you've got it all together. We have to admit our dependence and weakness, but it is God. It is God who is faithful, who has promised. That's what we can rely on. Not faith in your faith, beloved. Trust me, it's not going to make it. But faith in God, that will produce the victory. And while we are told to hold fast to our confession of eternal life, Jesus' work includes the needs of the whole man, not just the spirit man. Peter stated it very plainly. We have been given everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us. That Greek word used for profession in the King James Version is homologia, meaning first confession or profession, professed. Comprehensively, or just sort of generally, in summary, it means something that's said. That includes the thought, because out of the abundance of the heart, or the thought presses, the mouth speaks. Also reasoning, the mental faculty, communication, intent, having to do with the words of your mouth, preaching, reckon, say or saying, speech, talk, utterance, word, and more. Many Christians have not been taught the authority given to them in Jesus Christ. Many who have seen a glimpse of this authority have not accepted it, considering it was beyond their reach. Well, we want to look a little more closely at the kind of authority that God has given to us on tomorrow's broadcast. I pray that you'll be able to join us at this same time. If any time you miss a broadcast or want to rehear, just go to our website, unveiledchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for your convenience. But if you have a prayer need, beloved, there's power in prayer. I cannot emphasize that enough. If you have needs, the Holy Spirit's moving on you. Maybe there's some things you can't pray with anyone about. God knows. There are times in our lives that is the case. I invite you to write, share those needs, and I will personally pray for you. I fast regularly for the needs that come in. And I will send you back what would be a blessing to your heart. I love you. Thank you for joining me. Pray for you every day, radio family and UCM partners. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, man.